Wayne Messmer is an iconic voice in Illinois, serving as a professional speaker, broadcaster, actor, author, and, of course, singer. He's also an Illinois Wesleyan University graduate. Messmer joins us in studio for an interview with GLT's John Norton.
Wayne Messmer, great to have you in the studio.
I thank you, John. It's fabulous to be in the luxurious studios of WGLT. Hey, man, there's nothing better than coming back to a spot where you just sit down and you can get things done. People are so hung up, I think, on fanciness. We sit down here today in a studio that reminds me of a few years back when I was kicking around and going down to Decatur to do a newscast on a weekend while I was a student at Wesleyan.
Oh, really? I did not know you did
that. Yeah, and then in Chicago, kind of kicking and scraping and trying to find something, and they keep telling you no.
Are you saying our studios look a little dated? Is that what you're getting
at? I'm saying it brings back a fabulous memory of saying at a time in my life when I wouldn't take no for an answer.
That's so diplomatic. I love that. Wayne Messmer is in town this weekend. He is being honored as a 2017 Illinois Wesleyan Distinguished Alumnus. That's quite an honor.
I can't imagine how many thousands of other Wesleyan alums are asking for a recall.
Was it a surprise to you?
How
did you find out about it?
I get a phone call, say, would you be open to accepting this? And I thought, I said, okay, it must be a mistake. And then I thought about it. I mean, I would leap at the opportunity as a professional speaker and singer and broadcaster and all those fun things to be able to come out here back to town and be able to do a little bit of all of those things in one weekend is wonderful. I'm doing a thing this afternoon over on campus at Wesleyan at 2 o'clock, doing the business of music.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that in just a minute as well. Was it 1968? You decided you're going to Illinois Wesleyan University.
It was about 1970. I came down as a transfer student.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But so why did you come to Wesleyan? What drew you to the Titan School?
Honestly?
Yeah.
The viola.
Yeah?
Yeah. And the girlfriend who played it.
Which order goes first, the girlfriend or the viola?
She just happened to play viola.
Okay.
But she was going to Wesleyan.
So she plays the viola or you played the viola?
She did. So that was my lure to the university. I tell you, I am so fortunate to have fallen into this Wesleyan bed of roses. The distinguished alums of Wesleyan, I think, is a lengthy list. Wonderful, wonderful people. I'm just happy I could carry the flag, that I made a little something out of myself, and very proud to talk about coming back and struggles that I had, and we're going to share some of that with students tomorrow morning in the library over at Wesleyan. I will give a talk that I call From Wesleyan to the World Series.
Well, even coming back to campus for any reason from out of town can cause someone to reflect, right?
Oh, no doubt.
An honor like this probably really causes you to reflect. This is a body of work you're being honored for. What are you reflecting on as you come to campus this weekend?
I stood right about at the exact spot where my life was truly changed. One of the professors grabbed me by the shoulder and specifically said, you're fooling a lot of people, but you're not fooling me. Meaning, do you want to do something with this gift that you have of your voice? Or do you just want to kind of use natural talent and fake it till you make it or you don't?